The Helga Avodis Yisrael, the Kajnus of Magid, he explains in Parshas Maaseh that as we read through all the Makoimos, all the places where we travel, and we travel to 42 places. And it's very shayach to the days we are in. We always read this parasha in the midst of Bein HaMetzarim, in the midst of the 3 weeks, as during the 3 weeks, there are 21 days and 21 nights. And the 21 days and 21 nights together is 42, connected these 42 places where Bnei Yisrael traveled in their journey to Eretz Yisrael. And obviously, our whole avodah during these days is to journey to Eretz Yisrael, to yearn for Geula, to yearn for Beis HaMikdash, to yearn to be back in Eretz Yisrael just as the Yidden were traveling to Eretz Yisrael. But there's a deeper idea I think we can glean. What is this so special about number 42? And we hear the name, the number 42, so immediately we think about the Arei Miklat. But also in this week's parasha, in Parshas Maaseh, it tells us there are 42 Arei Miklat. And therefore, what's the connection between the 42 Arei Miklat and these very precious days and nights, and this time of the year, Bein HaMetzarim, where we focus and remember that we're in Galus to yearn for Geula? The Arei Miklat, we know, were where the Leviim lived. Yes, it's true, those who killed Bishogeg, those who killed accidentally, went and ran to the Arei Miklat. But they were surrounded by Leviim. And the Leviim, the Shevet Levi, lived there. And the Leviim are the ones that are supposed to be the Shluchim of Hashem, are the ones that are most Kaddosh and full of Ruchnius, and hopefully can have an influence on these who killed by accident. But the Leviim, by living there, represented something about the Arei Miklat. The Leviim have no nachla, they have no land. And the Leviim understand that Olam Hazeh Doyme L'Pruzder B'Bnei Olam Haba. The Leviim understand that our whole avodah is a world of ruchnius, a world of spirituality, and gashmius, materialism, is fleeting and nothingness. Of course, we need it to survive and to live, but ultimately, our focus as our neshama, our focus is Hashem, our focus is ruchnius, is davening, is learning, is Torah, is midos, our relationships, and our physical enjoyment. What we need for our mental health and we need to live is obviously important, but more than that, it's fleeting, it's nothingness. Hakol hevel havalim. The Leviim understand that they don't even have a nachla, they don't even have a land, they just live in the Arei Miklat. The Arei Miklat represent that understanding. And that's the understanding that every one of us needs to have during these 42, these 21 days and 21 nights, during the days of Bein HaMetzarim, the days when we're reminded we're in Galus. We can't be too comfortable. We can't focus on the physical and on our beautiful homes and our beautiful cars and our beautiful life. It's nothing. It's nothing. We have to remember that number 42. Remember, life should be Ke'ore Miklat. And yearn for Geula, and yearn for Ruchnius, and want to be more involved only in Ruchnius, in Torah, in Tefillah, in Bein Adam Chaveiro, and then we'll be Zoicher Geula, we'll be Zoicher to a life of Ruchnius with the Eibishter revealed amongst us. You know, but the truth is, there weren't just 42 Arei Miklat. There were 6 main Arei Miklat. And then there were 42 extra Arei Miklat. That's the Gemara Makos, Daf Yud tells us. The Hilga Ev Yisrael explains the 6 Arei Miklat are connected, the 6 words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the 42 other Arei Miklat are connected the words in the parasha of Yehavtos Hashem Lekecha. And there again we could explain what are those words that we say every single day, many times a day. It's to remind us, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is everything in our life. We have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, u'b'chol nafshcha, u'b'chol mi'odecha. With our whole life, with our whole soul, and even with all of our materialism. It's again that same lesson of the Arei Miklat, that we could be reminded every time we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We have to Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, u'b'chol. Let's utilize these days of Bein HaMetzarim, these 21 days and 21 nights, to remember the Arei Miklat, to remember Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Chav, Yehavta Shema Kecha, B'chol Lov, Chav, Chon, Ash, Chol, Miedecha, to remember where our focus should be, to remember what's important in life, put the Iker as Iker and the Tafel and Tafel, And then we'll be Zoichir Gula Shema, Vishishiyas Akenu, Bimheira Biyamenu. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 good Shabbos, good Shabbos.